It's Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is entitled, Why I've Suddenly Lost My Nook HD. And I apologise in advance for my voice. I think I'm going down with something and I'm losing my voice a bit. I was lent a Barnes & Noble Nook HD to review a couple of months ago, and subsequently I was then given a Nook HD Plus to use. My full HD review is available in a previous audio boo and also on my blog, but in summary, I thought it was a really good tablet for the price, excellent hardware, the best profiling system for multiple users that I've seen on any tablet, but let down by the selection of apps available because there were only a limited number of apps available through the Barnes & Noble App Store. So I have to confess, the rather lovely Nook HD Plus has been languishing on the side in the kitchen a bit while I've been sticking with my iPad mini and the Geek Daddy's been using his Nexus 7. But last Friday, that all changed, and I think the Nook HD might have just become the best Android tablet on the market today. Last Friday, Barnes & Noble rolled out a patch to the Nook HD and HD Plus, which granted full access to the Google Play Store, and simultaneously they reduced the price of both tablets quite aggressively for a limited time to tie in with the Get Reading event in conjunction with the London Evening Standard. So this means that the Nook HD and HD Plus tablets are now what I would consider fully functioning Android tablets. But you've got the benefit of this beautiful Barnes & Noble hardware and their user login profile system. When I reviewed the Nook HD, I had the chance to talk to a Barnes & Noble spokesperson on the phone, and we talked about all sorts of things, including the App Store and how it worked. And I told them I really thought they should try and get the Amazon Kindle app on the Nook at that time. I didn't know if that was a bit cheeky or if it might even ever happen, but I just thought that I should say that because so many people have an existing investment in Amazon Kindle content. And really, if you're bringing a tablet onto the market, you really want your Kindle content to be available on it. At the time, they were very non-committal, and I thought, oh yeah, that'll never happen. So when this Google Play update was rolled out, the first app I downloaded from the Google Play Store was the Amazon Kindle app, and I was absolutely delighted to see that it does now run on the Nook. So I've got all my existing Amazon content on my beautiful Barnes & Noble hardware. It's great. It's the best of both worlds. One of the things that I commented on in my original review was there was no BBC iPlayer access on the Nook. And again, the opening up of the Google Play Store has addressed this. It's a little bit clumsy. You can download the BBC iPlayer app, but it doesn't actually work. It directs you into Chrome to see the mobile version of the iPlayer site. If you want to actually play anything, you have to have the BBC Media app installed, which then plays the program. So you can watch iPlayer content, but it's a bit clumsy to get at. The giveaway to me that this is now a really good tablet is that I've noticed the Geek Daddy has started picking it up in preference to his Nexus 7. Yeah, since the update, he's pinching my Nook HD Plus all the time. I think he's only playing pool on it. He's got Mini Clip 8 Ball Pool, which is his latest obsession. And he says it's because the bigger screen is better for his failing eyesight. But I still think that's a pretty good recommendation. The Nook HD Plus is £20 more expensive than the Nexus 7 at the moment, but that extra £20 gives you a 9-inch tablet instead of a 7-inch, and it's also got an SD card for future expansion. I think that's a really good buy. If your finances won't stretch quite that far, the Nook HD, which is the 7-inch version of the tablet, is on the market at the moment for just £129, which is a really good price for that quality of hardware. So I think the tablet market just got a bit interesting. I'm very interested to see what happens next. Just so you're aware, so I'm doing all the full disclosure and everything, I was given a Nook HD Plus for review purposes. All opinions are my own. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.